It is really great to have your company. My name is Andrew Mukey, and this is the show Never Heard That. Today we're going to listen to the track Bring On The Night from the 1979 album Regatta de Blanc by the UK band The Police. The Police are a very well-known band. They were formed at the height of punk in 1977 and gained immediate success, which they were able to sustain until they publicly disbanded in 1986. The band consisted of Sting on lead vocals, bass guitar, and also primary songwriter, Andy Summers on guitar, and Stuart Copeland on drums and percussion. Interestingly, they started recording their first album, Outlandish D'Amour, prior to having a record deal. Their manager, Stuart Copeland's older brother Miles Copeland, after hearing the recording of a new song called Roxanne, was able to use that song to secure a deal with the record label A&M. The album itself was released by that label in 1978. If you're a fan of the band, you will know that there has been a lot written about the Police and that there are lots of fan theories and biases. This is likely because they were both a much-loved band and also a band who disappeared when they were at the very top of their game. Their fifth and final album, Synchronicity, released in 1983 with singles Every Breath You Take, King of Pain and Wrapped Around Your Finger, topped charts everywhere and won a number of Grammys. At the time of its release and following its tour, the Police were hailed as the biggest band in the world. Many blame the unexpected ending of the band on Sting and his decision to go solo, and whether that is true or not, he has been endlessly criticised for making that decision. When I read Andy Summers' biography One Train Later, which by the way is a terrific read as he has had a vast musical career, there is one statement he says which has remained long in my memory. It goes something like this. When we started this band, we just wanted to play music. Within a short space of time, we realised that there are up to 75 people and all of their families who the Police needed to sustain. We were now a fully fledged corporate business, whether we liked it or not. I thought that was a really insightful comment for the rest of us mere mortals to hear. Also, there has been endless debates about who was the best musician. I would like to counter that and say that they were all wonderful musicians, and that is what contributed to making them both special and unique. It is true that Sting wrote many of the songs. What he had, though, were two extraordinarily versatile musical partners. Andy Summers is sometimes referred to as a rhythm guitarist, and I find that vastly underwhelming. He brought a unique guitar playing style, which was effectively based on a finger picking technique that perfectly complemented Sting's expressive bass patterns. Summers almost never played a straight guitar chord, which I presume is because he must have felt it too boring. Stuart Copeland, who also wrote tracks for the band, was again extremely gifted and was able to contribute drum patterns that only the very best players could produce. Like both Sting and Summers, Copeland continues his involvement in high-profile musical projects. Putting these three ingredients together created something special, and there is no other band that sounded like The Police. Remember, this is a band whose music won over not only those who loved the top 40, but also those who loved alternative music. Indeed, a rare achievement, and appropriately, they were inducted to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2003. A band that accomplished much and left many wanting more. Here is the track Bring On The Night by The Police from their 1979 album Regatta de Blanc.
couldn't stand another hour of daylight. I feel sure.